We have another story for you now, also based here in the Kenyan capital, Nairobi, about some women changing the world around them in a very personal way. But from the individual, the changes radiate out to Nairobi at large, especially Nairobi, where you find lots of fast food joints. I just saw the first Domino's franchise in the city, only recently opened. There's also Kentucky Fried Chicken everywhere and lots of other local fried chicken joints. The supermarkets also are filled with all kinds of biscuits and cookies, and people like to carb up here. It's a cheap way to keep you up to speed, you know, with the pace of city life. Now, in the States, we have the reality program The Biggest Loser. There's a similar TV show here that's become pretty popular. It's called Slim Possible. And my colleague, the world's Andrea Crossan, who incidentally has been producing the segments here in Kenya that you've been hearing from us all this week, Andrea went to meet the most recent winner and to find out why Slim Possible is so different from The Biggest Loser.
The winner, ladies and gentlemen, Slim Possible Season 6, Olive Wanjiru.
Last month, Olive Wanjiru picked up 1 million Kenyan shillings, about $10,000. By losing 50 pounds over 15 weeks, Wanjiru became the winning contestant on Slim Possible. On this morning, Wanjiru is more busy young mom of two toddlers than reality TV star. The only indication of her recent good fortune is the giant check from Slim Possible propped on her mantle. But for Wanjiru, her win wasn't about the money, although it didn't hurt. It was about turning around years of poor eating habits. She says she started gaining weight at 14.
After high school, it kept on piling. Then I got married and, of course, babies came. And it even piled more.
Wanjiru says things are so different now than her mother's generation, when everyone tended a home garden or shamba.
They used to eat healthy foods straight from the shamba, very healthy, very organic foods. But now the fast foods and healthy foods are very, very easily available, and you'll get them anywhere. You can even dial and they'll deliver. Times have really changed.
A recent study showed that a shocking 40% of Nairobi women are obese. That's twice the national average. Lina Jirogi is a nutritionist and has worked in a hospital here for many years. Steadily, she saw more people coming in with type 2 diabetes and heart disease. Jirogi is also one of the creators of the show Slim Possible.
When we started the program, we actually could not get people on the show. We actually handpicked, you know, because issues of obesity, people never used to talk about weight, they are very shy. And nobody, moreover, now go on national television and talk about the struggles, and people didn't want to be exposed.
There were also cultural issues. In Kenya, some extra meat on your bones, especially in places that could be called, well, bootylicious, is considered attractive.
Many people actually don't even want to lose weight because they're saying they don't want to lose their hips or they don't want to lose their, you know, their behind. It's not that slim is better, you know.
But the message is getting through. It's important to be healthy, even if waif thin isn't what you're shooting for. At a recent casting call for Slim Possible Season 6, more than 1,000 women showed up. With the American version of the show, The Biggest Loser, contestants live on a ranch with full-time trainers who kick their butts and nutritionists who plan their meals. On Slim Possible, contestants live at home. They make their own meals and schedule exercise around work and family. The contestants come in every week to be weighed. They also get their cholesterol, blood sugar levels checked, and have their body mass index measured. The mission of the show is to promote healthy living, not crash dieting. But a cash prize is a powerful motivator, and some contestants try to take shortcuts.
Some of the participants, you know, in 1 week would come and they've lost like 7 kilos, and I'm like, that's too much in a week, you know? And you're like, fine, we are talking about weight loss, but it's just not about the weighing scale.
Yes, so in my fridge, I don't think there is actually anything. It's almost empty. These are just vegetables. So there's some carrots and cucumbers. Then we have a watermelon. And then we have the frozen cereals.
Slim Possible winner Olive Wanjiru showed me the inside of her fridge. It doesn't contain a single pizza box or frozen dinner, just nutritious food. And it was by eating well that she won, because here's the thing, she didn't lose the most weight. Wanjiru was not the biggest loser. In the end, it was her slow and steady weight loss that earned her the win by the judges. It was not about starving herself or losing her curves. She just became a healthier woman and mother.
When you become a mother, I think you have to take care of yourself first so that you can be able to take care of someone else. So I had to take care of myself. I had to lose weight so that I could be able to take care of my children. So I know I have a long way to go, but for now, I am just feeling good and I'm happy. I'm really happy.
So striking a balance between good health and happiness and feeling good about the way you look. That was Slim Possible winner Olive Wanjiru ending that story by the world's Andrea Crossan, who's been producing our segments this week here with Across Women's Lives in Kenya. Owning it, and Olive surely owns it. We'll be here one more day in Kenya, wrapping things up tomorrow with some really fun stories about owning it. We'll be going on a safari with one of the very few women guides in the animal paradise, that is the Maasai Mara. And we'll also have Gina Moore from BuzzFeed back tomorrow to tell us the story of a well-known comedian in this part of Africa who is owning it. Gina, you know, comedy is such a great way of peeling back a culture, getting under the hood of what makes a place tick and talk. Who is this woman, and why is she making people laugh? Why do you like her?
She's called Kensime Anne. She's known as Kensime, and I love this woman. Kenyans love this woman. Ugandans love this woman. She's huge in East Africa because she's so real. The things she makes comedy out of are everyday life scenarios, and I like her because she has a little bit of a feminist edge to what she does. On top of that, I really admire her because she's figured out how to make a very good living in arts and entertainment, which is almost impossible here.
I think the first time I got a check of like 12,000, I will never forget that day.
More from comedian Kensime Anne tomorrow, along with Gina Moore, the international women's rights correspondent for BuzzFeed. They'll both be back with us tomorrow for a few laughs as we end things here in Nairobi. All right, one more thing today on the subject of owning it. You should check out a blog post we've got up right now at PRI.org. The World put out a call to working moms, and we heard from a lot of you. And Valerie Young of Washington, D.C. responded with some very wise words about how she's negotiated the twists and turns of a world where, as she puts it, when you look like you make money, the world takes note. When you look like you make little people, the world shrugs. Diary of a Previously Mad Housewife. You can read that at PRI.org. Marco Werman with the Across Women's Lives team here in Nairobi, signing off for now.